Well, isn't that the same
this
thing?
This is his way of doing it. Well, by just making actors do it. Was like, it actual actors?
Isn't it the same problem that like Dan Schneider has come into like
issues with? His was like sexual assault. Or and, he like
and,
touched
and feet like, picks and a whole bunch of
yeah,
other stuff.
Yeah, like his was like he this guy
he
is,
was Tarantino 1.0 before Tarantino. With the feet,
but he was no, also,
Tarantino's been about feet for a while.
But Tarantino's not like a child predator.
Yeah,
predator.
He's
that we know of. I love Tarantino too, but that we know Dan of.
Schneider. Okay, well, you could say that about everyone. You're not a child predator that I know of.
But I don't. Maybe.
Anyway, stop.
I was just going to say, maybe we're looking too much into it because all the actors are supporting him and stuff. Even on, like, from Euphoria to
There's the always a studio head that can cut a big enough check.
That's true.
That's what was happening with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
What did Harvey Weinstein do again?
He raped a ton of women. Or he used them. He used their careers to force them to have sex with him.
Oh, he was
like he was like, if you have sex with me, I'll give you this job, or you can have this role in this movie if you have sex with me.
So he was like in that position of power.
Yeah, he abused his power. So it could be something like that.
I mean, it might be.
Or celebrities are freaks.
Everyone
who's famous, it's like Kanye. Name one genius that isn't crazy.
Yeah.
The Kanye line.
But like, my thing is also like, let's play devil's advocate. Like you said before I did, you just said a much nicer version. How do we know they're all not just in on it? They're being like, oh my God.
Yeah, like, yeah, it could, I mean,
I don't think that.
That's literally Babylon.
I need to still see that.
Like, all the craziness, it's like, I don't want to spoil anything, but like, yeah, that's something that Babylon touches on. Like, everyone thinks it's all crazy, and, like, these celebrities, like, why aren't they doing this? It's because they like it. It's because they're in on it.
Yeah, I keep seeing your tweets about Babylon, I'm like...
Oh, it's so good.
I can't tell.
We're going to look back in 5 years, and people are going to be like, we did not treat this movie right.
Because I feel like it's, like, Eddie's little, like, I don't know how to say it without saying it like this. It's like your dirty little secret. Like, you're like, oh, this movie, oh my God, it's so gruesome, for everything. 5 stars.
Yeah, it's so good. But, I mean, it's not even that bad. Like, the first half an hour.
Well, your tweets insinuate that, like, you're like, whoa.
I mean, it's
like, whoa.
It is. There's definitely some, holy fuck, how did this get allowed in a movie moments, but.
But 5 stars.
But 5 stars.
But 5 stars. I respect it.
I mean, people walked out.
Yeah.
The only other people that were in the theater with us walked out.
I guess that's fair. I guess I haven't been to a movie where people have walked out. I guess people walked out of the Rocket Man movie, but that's because of the gay scenes. That's because of those. And I was just like, I mean...
Why would they... That's part of his life.
Yeah, but I don't think most people realize... Or maybe
They didn't want to see two men having sex.
Yeah, and Elton John... I mean, maybe they forgot that. I mean, I won't lie. I forgot Elton John was gay until the first gay scene happened. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot he's gay. Okay. We move. Like, it's just what it is. But some people are just weird, you know what I mean? But if it was two females kissing,
the men would be in there.
Yeah, they'd be like, this is the best movie, bro. This is great.
You'd be all up in that.
You look another. Oh, no. I just know there's a... I need to watch... is it Mid-20s by A24?
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s.
Jonah Hill directed that.
Really? Yeah. I've seen clips of it. I just never knew what it was, and I recently discovered what it is.
I want to watch it too. I've never seen it.
You ever seen it?
No.
Movie night. I'm down.
I'm trying to do a Stanley Kubrick stare.
That looks more like a Craston kind of stare.
That looks very bad. That's not your stare. You're not supposed to open your mouth.
Look at that. Look at that.
He said, the stares that those doppelganger TikTok people
they do,
bro.
Those are actually
their mouths are like wide.
I wanted to fucking strangle you. I was just fine walking to my car. This was after you left, and I was like, I'm gonna leave. He's like, wait, before you leave, have you seen the doppelganger TikToks? I was like, no. And he's like, do you want to see one? And I was like, is it scary? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, well, then no, because I'm walking to my car. And then, like,
I was like, we'll walk with you then.
But I didn't
want. And then we drove him. Oh, we did?
Oh,
you, we did.
Oh. No, because I just, I also, I told them no because I was like, I don't want to put that on you guys if I just have to walk to my car.
Yeah,
but I also don't want to watch this TikTok if it's fucking scary. And then I finally, we went back and forth on it, and then I was like, fine, like, let's just watch the fucking TikTok. And
then we watched like three of them.
It genuinely scared me because they were actually creepy.
It's weird, bro.
The one girl who was like,
yeah,
it's mostly like, they open their mouth. Oh, they have their mouth like super wide open,
and like their eyes, yeah, their like, grins are like
they're like smiling, like, but it's like the fucking like.
Well,
like,
and they have a filter on that makes their eyes. Yeah, look, I got goosebumps watching like, those videos because those actually freaked me out. And I was like, you wanted me to walk alone.
I kind of like them.
What?
I enjoy watching them.
I like them too. I think it's interesting. I think they're creative.
It's creative.
Well, they were creative.
How long until someone makes that a movie?
Isn't Doppelganger already a movie?
I feel like Doppelganger is one of those things where people, it's like an innate fear that people have.
Okay, it's something
it's
that
not something that scares me. Somebody looks very similar to me, that'd be cool.
Well, no, I think it's that there's some people that have a phobia of it. You know what I mean?
It's not, but this isn't like a situation where, like,
well, technically they have made a movie about, or there was a trailer about it.
Us. This, I mean, Us is
like
the, technically a Doppelganger movie.
This isn't supposed to be like a situation where like. Yeah, you see somebody that's cool with you. It's supposed to be like your
the evil person is evil, yeah,
us. And wants to kill you.
Us. Yeah, us.
Okay, yeah.
Movie made.
Great movie.
Good movie.
Well, good. It was a good movie. Yeah, I get it. Better than Joker.
A big step down from Get Out, though.
Well, yeah, but you ain't gonna replicate Get Out.
Yeah. Very different. Two very different movies,
And both did very well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not a bad movie.
But I love that you said that in the group text.
Dude, Taxi Driver is everything the Joker wishes it was.
Bro, it's just you said that, and my immediate thought that's how I judge movies. I'm like, was it better than Joker? Great movie. Because everyone hyped Joker up so much, and I don't think it was that good.
No, it's something that's been done 1,000 times. They just slapped the Joker label on it.
Well, I mean, my thing wasn't so much that, and I know Brandon, I'm gonna let you speak, Brandon, because I can.
Why?
See.
Is this?
We're recording. We're recording, dog.
Okay, I'll figure out where to start it.
We can always just do an introduction right now if you want.
No, I kind of like the free flowing.
Yeah, but what is it?
I'm just saying when I go back to edit, I'll figure out like kind of where one conversation started, so that it's not like we jump in the middle of something.
Just fade our voices in.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't think this software is that advanced. We'll get one that's more advanced.
Someday.
Shoot, maybe later this year. Who knows? It's early, boys.
It's only March.
We can upload like...
Only March.
We can upload like March. 5 or 6 episodes this year. I think. We've re-uploaded 4 or 5 episodes this year.
That's it?
No. Way more than
Come
that.
Come on. No way.
Well, we do it weekly.
So it should be like 8.
It should be like 8.
Or 7.
7 or 8, yeah.
That's probably somewhere around there. I don't remember.
Let's look.
You look. But what was I going to say about Joker?
Yeah, go back to Joker.
My thing with Joker, the one thing I didn't like is I don't think it portrayed mental illness well.
This, the one that you need to up edit and post is going to be the 8th one. This is the 9th one.
Sheesh, boys, we're doing good. Remember when it took us like 6 episodes?
Remember when we were 5 weeks behind? Yeah, that was funny.
I'm just gonna edit them all and then one day I'm just gonna drop them. And the list is
that's what I said we should do is just edit them all and then drop them all on the same day. Because
there's some good ones that just, not even just soccer related, there's just some good ones in there, I think.
Yeah.
I'll do it one of these days. But no, I just don't think it portrayed like mental health, or like the decline in mental health. Because it went from like, oh, I've got mental issues to I'm shooting people. And like people were like, you just don't understand. Most of the people that told me I was wrong were like, you don't understand a decline in someone that has like that's going through like a mental decline. And my response was, clearly you don't, because I mean like that is not good representation. That's not something that just like switches. Like he doesn't go from I'm good one day to not taking a pill the next day to shooting people on the subway. The day after that. Like, it just doesn't happen.
To be fair, he wasn't good before.
He wasn't good, and he made questionable decisions, and I have no issue with that part. But my thing was, like, people were like, it was so quick, and I was like, yeah, but it was, like, too quick. I was like, how many people you know that, like, are on antidepressants, miss one day, and they're like, all right, I guess I'm shooting somebody. Or I guess I'm gonna shoot myself. It takes a lot longer than just one day to be like, yeah, all right, we're done.
I mean, for the movie's sake,
I mean,
no one's gonna sit there. No one's gonna sit there watch multiple. I mean, I agree. Like, it's not a good movie, but no one's gonna watch days of this dude declining until he finally shoots someone.
No, 100%.
So I think for the movie's sake, they just made it instant.
Yeah, but I feel like they've done like
time jumps.
Exactly, and I feel like they've also done movies like better psychological thrillers than that. Like I've only heard good things about it. I've never seen it, so I'm not gonna say it's better than Joker. But I've heard Shutter Island's really good. So good. Silence of the Lambs is a very good psychological thriller. Like there are movies that show the inner workings of somebody.
Silence of the Lambs is one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen.
So I need to finish it.
It's amazing.
But just in like half the movie, it does more for showing you the inner workings of someone who's crazy, the way their mind ticks, than Joker did.
The best portrayal of mental health in a movie ever.
Prisoners?
No.
That is a fantastic movie, though. That's great.
I sent the TikTok where Jamie Carragher said this was his favorite movie.
I saw that.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen
best it. Portrayal of mental health, mentally ill people ever.
I'll have to see it.
Jack Nicholson. He's
unbelievable. Brandon, I feel like you're on the opposite spectrum here with us about Joker. Why do you think Joker was good?
I'm not on the opposite spectrum. I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think any of us are over the moon for it.
I mean, I'm not going to say... I mean, I've sat here and gone...
Yeah, unless you're over the moon for it. I'm not over the moon for it, but... I mean, I don't hate it as much as y'all do.
Well, I don't necessarily... Hate's not the right word. If I've said that... I'm sure I've said that in the past.
Oh, I've definitely said it.
Hate is not... I just think it's overrated. I think there's a lot of merits to respect. Like, I think it's directed really well, acted really well.
It's shot really beautifully.
Shot really well. Yeah. But I just think a lot of the messaging came off the wrong way.
I also think it was just too... Just, like, easy to follow. Like, it was just too easy to follow.
It's a pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, like, it's not like... There's nothing to be guessed. There's nothing to really try to be like, okay, what the fuck is happening?
What was so good with Heath Ledger and The Dark Knight is you never knew what his Joker was gonna do next. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have gone any which way. With this one, from the minute it started, you know where it's going.
Yeah.
Like, you know how... You know he's gonna decline. You know he's gonna, you know, go off the rails... End up killing with the Heath Ledger Joker and just Christopher Nolan's Joker in general. He was so chaotic and so like all over the place that you never knew what he was going to do next, and that's why that will always be the best Joker.
That's true. And I mean, they also did the one thing that like I feel like the Joker is like known for, which is the mysteriousness, that not knowing his background, like we just know him.
Plus the Joker is not mentally ill in the comics. He's just a crazy psycho. Like he is just that way because he enjoys being
evil. Some people would say that's mentally ill,
but you know what I mean.
I know
what it's you not mean. Like it's not portrayed the same way as it was in the Joaquin Phoenix one,
which even like then, like, can you honestly tell me like what the guy had? Like that was so big a mental illness.
I don't remember.
It wasn't schizophrenia. It wasn't.
They probably just said, "Oh, he's got all these different issues."
He wasn't delusional. Like, what was it? Like, the only thing I could think of was like the chaotic nature of the Joker that he was trying to like repress. But that's like you said, that's not really mental illness. It's just a psycho. I mean, like that thing is like, what mental illness am I watching right now? Like, is it insanity? Because he was pretty sane for, like, a good portion of the movie. He just made dumb mistakes, which I feel like isn't that crazy. We all make dumb mistakes. I make dumb mistakes to this day.
I was just expecting a comment from him.
I don't know.
So, I mean, like, that's my thing. Is like, I don't know. Maybe that's naive because I know there's a lot more to it than just that. But,
I don't know. How did we get here?
What were we talking about?
Yeah, how did we get to the Joker?
Well, we were talking about Babylon.
We were talking about Sam Levinson, and then we were talking about Harvey Weinstein.
You talking about Harvey
you
Weinstein?
Said,
I brought up Harvey
you
Weinstein.
Said, you said Babylon better than Joker.
Oh, you asked me is better than Joker.
Well, like, you said better than Joker, and then I said that. I love that you brought it up because that's how I rate every movie.
Yeah.
Didn't you say, you said something today was better than the Joker?
Taxi Driver.
That's what it was.
Honestly, anything with Robert De Niro is probably going to be.
I still never seen Taxi Driver.
It's amazing.
I should.
It's pretty much Joker, though. Only it's actually good.
It was what Joker wanted to be.
Exactly. No, it's so clear that Joker literally, like, pretty much ripped off that entire movie.
That's a shame. That's terrible. You know who else ripped off?
What?
I don't know. I was trying to go somewhere with that. We'll cut that away.
I'm leaving it in. This is my edit, so.
You know who else ripped off their producers or their teams, you would say?
I was going to say, I don't
know. Karius in that EFL Cup final. No, I don't think it was his fault. I don't think he played
for the Rashford goal. He's got to keep that out.
It was deflected.
Off of him!
No, it was no, it deflected
off of a defender.
He still touched it.
Well, he
it
did was, touch it.
You, well, he was going
and
he down.
He got a push on it, and he pushed it up and back into the goal.
Well, he was going down already, going down too early.
Yeah, he did go down way too early.
Well, I think he was expecting it to go like near post or like, and he was covering the angle for the far post because Rashford usually hits his shots pretty low. So I think he was covering that. So when Sven Botman hit that, I think he was expecting that to be so high.
I don't know. It's kind of hard for me to say that he went down too early because if Botman hadn't touched it, he would have saved it.
Yeah, but he was already on his way down before.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to bounce.
Who's to say?
I mean,
wait, are you saying if Botman didn't?
If he didn't touch it, it
would have bounced. Yeah, no, I don't think if he didn't touch. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was an unlucky deflection.
And he would have saved it. Yeah, but I mean, like Eddie said, he did get a touch on it.
He got a good touch on it,
too. I don't know.
It wasn't just, like, fingertips.
Are we thinking about the same goal?
Yes. There was because the other one was
Casemiro's header.
Yeah.
Well, that one was it. That one was, like,
man. And they only scored two.
Yeah, I know what the score was.
I don't know. He just didn't get enough on it.
I just feel like it wasn't. We're not talking about the same goal.
He did have some good saves, though.
He did have some
good saves. He played well, honestly. I think he could
except
be prior.
Except for the. It was kind of a mistake. I'd say, I don't know.
So
it's
for,
tough to say.
So much for reviving his career.
Yeah.
That poor guy's going to get scrutinized for everything he does. There is no good thing he could do anymore.
Yeah, this was his last, like, real chance.
What was so unfortunate about the game, too, was literally the Newcastle possession right before Casemiro's goal. Newcastle, like, came this close.
They were playing well.
They were dominating the game. They had that chance, like, where, what's his name? I can't remember who shot it. Was like, I think it was Almiron, was like right on the touchline. De Gea had come out, and he like tried, he like was, they were like right, like the goal is right here. They were like right here. And he was like, he tried, and it deflected on, and then they came right down, got a free kick, and Casemiro scored.
I do remember that.
And I was like, fuck, Newcastle were just like, they were just so close from scoring. And then the very next play.
Saint Maximin played all right as well.
Yeah, he De Gea got that fucking amazing save.
Mm-hmm.
Or made that amazing save against him. Like, I found the goal. I just, like, I need to see the replay. Because I feel like it wasn't that as close as you make it out to be.
This dumb celebration.
Like, well, I guess I should probably turn the music down the other way down. But, like, I mean, maybe he could have got, like, he didn't get that much on it either. And he flicked it straight up as best he could. Like, I think this
are
angle.
Are we sure it deflects off of the defender?
It does.
Yeah, because they replay it a second ago.
Like, it's actually a really bad deflection.
Like, they'll play it right there. Watch.
Like, the cruelest right deflection.
Watch his right foot.
Oh yeah,
it rolls up. See that. That's why he was going down. That's why, like, he didn't get
still
that
think he
much.
Could have done a lot better.
I just think when your body weight's really shifted going down like that, it's really hard. Like, I don't think you're giving enough credit, like, or I guess giving enough thought about how hard it is to actually shift that weight back up when you're really that far down.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
It probably was,
I don't
scored.
Think if he kept it out or not. I still think United would have won.
Well, I think they probably would have won too.
But 1-0 down is a lot better of a scoreline than 2-0 down. To try to come back from, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
From a Newcastle point of view. What?
What?
Nothing.
No. Say it.
It's going to get bleeped out.
Why?
No, just say it. I don't know what he's...
If it's out of pocket, then...
It's just going to get cut.
It's not out of pocket.
Then say it.
Statistically, being 2-0 down is worse than being 1-0. Or being 2-0 up is worse than being 1-0 up.
Yeah, because they say 2-0 is like the cursed scoreline. It's usually because like
once the worst scoreline.
Well, it's because usually once you concede one, it's 2-1. Teams start getting scared, and then other teams push, and then they usually concede the second one right after.
What?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
What did you say?
I said most times what happens is when you're 2-0 up, if you concede a goal, especially towards the later half in the game, like later so half, they make it 2-1. They make it 2-1.
Okay, okay, okay.
The team in the lead will start trying to defend.
I'm so confused.
Did I say that weird?
No.
Okay.
No,
you didn't. That's what I was like. But, you know, once the scoreline becomes 2-1, that losing team is going to push for that second goal. And usually that, like, team that was 2-0 up, he's trying to defend with everything they got to try to regain the tempo they had in the game and try to regain that control, and usually we'll concede the second. I do know what you're talking about. I still think in a cup final, 1-0 looks a lot better to a team than 2-0.
I mean, yeah.
Especially because I think after 2-0, Newcastle really kind of faded out of the game. It was kind of sad.
Yeah.
But they did their best.
Good for them.
And they made it to the final.
Yeah.
First time in, what, like 18 years?
Big step forward for them.
Yeah. And this is after just, this is just not even a full year after the takeover. Well, maybe it's a little more of a year.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't remember when they took them
over.
They
got took over in January?
No, it was before January because they made summer. They made.
Oh, they did. They did.
So it's been a little over a year. So it's probably close to a year and a half.
Speaking of takeover, I finally started watching Welcome to Wrexham. It's so good. It's so good, dude. Wrexham are so cool. I want them to do so well. I hope they're up in the Prem, like, in the next 5 years.
Oh, it'll take longer than that, I think.
They're killing it.
They're not even non-league.
They're in non-league.
Yeah,
they're National League.
They're so, the fifth
year. They're National League, but they're, like, dominating. They're about to be League 2.
Well, it's because what happened, like, I've heard a lot of people in the National League, non-league kind of scene. Like, because they really don't like Wrexham, and that's because...
Reynolds and...
Well, not just Reynolds and stuff. They sit there and they go, like, you know, like, it's not that Reynolds and stuff. It's that people are like, look, they're doing it with, like, this, like, group of players that, like, isn't that talented. It's, like, this great story. And it's like, no, they've got some of the best players from the next division up that came and took a step down. They're getting paid more than anyone else in the division.
That episode I just watched was... them trying to recruit Paul Mullen, who just got promoted from League 2 to League 1.
And then went
to Wrexham.
Yeah, which is...
And it's so cool seeing how involved Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, I think that's how you say it, like how invested they are and how involved they are. Because they're the ones who mentioned Paul Mullen to the scouts. Like, they're like, Paul... Like, they show, like, the Zoom calls that they do with, like, their scouts and CEOs and... you know, the technical director and things like that. They're like, they're just so like invested in it. It's really cool. They're not just doing it for business. Like, they actually care, and like they're actually doing the research. Because Ryan Reynolds was like, we've looked at this Paul Mullen who just got promoted. Like, he dominated League 2. We would love to get him down. And they're like, good luck convincing him to come down to the National League. And they were able to do it.
Well, yeah, because they're paying them more.
And once they work their way up, they're going to be able to convince a lot of people.
Yeah, but I also feel like it might be bad practice if they continue on the way up. Because right now, like, I think, like, if someone's on, like those players, like Paul, I think he was one of them. He's on, like, $2,100 a week, which is, like, insane for that division. That's almost $10,000 a month. Insane for that division. That's a lot of money. And, like...
Hey, I mean, they can afford it.
They can afford it, but it's not...
Especially Ryan Reynolds.
Well, yeah, but it's not good business practice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, towards the long run, because towards the long run, you're going to start seeing more teams be like, okay, well, I'll go and play for Wrexham, but they know you guys have cash. And they'll force the hand. They're like, you want us, you got to pay us money. You got to pay us big money, more than most teams would pay for these players. And that's just
kind of... Has been a problem for, like, clubs like City?
Yeah, but you're talking about... clubs owned by actual, like...
I think what will eventually happen is they'll have to sell in order for Wrexham to reach those heights. Because they're not going to reach the Prem with Rob Holding, or not Rob Holding. Ross McElhenney
and Ryan Gosling. When old Ryan Gosling. Could you imagine? That'd be sick.
I imagine all three of them. I'm like, wow, what a heartthrob of a trio.
What a good looking trio.
But Ryan Gosling. I disagree.
They could be like,
they would just have heart owners. Yeah, I was gonna say it could be like,
but they'd have to be a minority.
They'd have to be minority owners.
I disagree. I think they could still be majority shareholders and just elect like a CEO or a chairman to control it. Mm-mm. They could.
No. Okay, all that is to say, the documentary is really cool.
The documentary is really cool. Everyone should watch. I was just making the comment that I know that there's a lot of teams in the division that aren't a fan of them.
Well, what I like so much about the documentary is like some of the characters are the fans.
Yeah,
like you meet fan, like you get to meet the Wrexham fans and like see the passion that they have and like how prestigious and like what is it? I think they're like the oldest club, they're like the third oldest club, and it's like. It's so cool. It's so cool.
I don't know who the oldest is.
So cool.
Did you ever watch Sunderland? Like,
Sunderland Till I Die. It's on my list, though. I'm trying to get through, like, the soccer shows.
I think that I'm Sunderland Till I Die, because it was one of the first ones that came out. One of the first ones that kind of did that documentary style of, like, what in the day in the lives of these guys. I think, like, because Wrexham sounds like it follows a lot of the same
it probably type
of
does.
Editorial stuff that
it
you
probably
do.
Does.
And I think you'd love it, because I...
Yeah, I'm sure
I would. I really enjoyed it, especially the second season.
I love sports documentaries. Sports documentaries are so cool.
Do you guys want to own a club?
I saw a TikTok of a group of, like, 8 friends that bought, like, a... Like, lower than, like, the lowest of the low club together. And they're, like, trying to, like, fix it up. And, like, they're, like, in the stadium doing, like, the groundwork. And, damn. Like, it's so sick.
Guys, we can go to Europe.
I'm trying to see it. Wow, well, let me see if I can find it.
Well, guys, I think we go to Europe and we get... I mean, here's the thing. All of our jobs and occupations will... like, the USA have the best transfer records for going overseas. So, all of our experience and stuff will go great to the UK. We just go and we buy a club in UK and we just have a good time.
7 19-year-olds. Walton and Hersham FC. 7 19-year-olds become the youngest football club owners.
Bruh.
That's dope.
Because, I mean, how expensive would it really be to buy a team that's like... Eighth division or whatever, like.
You think about because if like
it's probably not that much.
It depends if they've got concessions. Concession stands, the pitch itself. If they have their own pitch, because there's some that have just like a like think of like a like you know like a Soccer City S type where they've got like the walls and stuff around it, but it's just one field, and so they've got like a concession stand. They've got little bits of bleachers. Think of like a high school football field. You know what I mean? Like, how much revenue would that bring in? Because I don't know how much they're charging for tickets. So you have to think they're going to want whatever they get in a year times, like, 4. Which might be, I don't know, 90K to 120K for a team that small? Maybe? And you also have to think some of those guys are getting paid. Not all of them, but some of those guys are.
This list has Wrexham as 8th.
Oldest? Mm-hmm. They're liars. Or Wrexham fooled us all.
I just want to know how much those 7 19-year-olds paid. But it's not saying anywhere.
What they do for a living.
It's probably disclosed information.
Yeah, they probably...
Apparently the oldest is Sheffield FC.
But not Sheffield United.
No. Founded in 1857.
Bruh.
Actually, we'll say it's 8th because they have a university on here.
Universities don't count. School is not
real. Or not, except.
School is not real.
Notts County is on here. Stoke's one of the oldest. Stoke's would be the most famous oldest. Or, well, I guess Nottingham Forest as well.
It says Stoke City are the world's oldest professional.
I know, I just looked it up, but. They said they're founded as in 1863.
Jesus.
Well, I just went on their Instagram page on Wrexham's, and they even said it, they're the third world's oldest professional football club. It's on their Instagram handle. So it has to be true. It has to be true.
They are
it's
the
not on Instagram are automatically true.
They are the 6th oldest in like all of the world. Technically, TSV 1860 Munich is the oldest football club.
Well, I didn't say they were the oldest. I said they're the third oldest.
Because they were founded in 1860.
Okay, what about the club that I just said was founded in 1857?
What club was that?
Sheffield FC.
That they don't like, they don't, you know. Because technically, didn't Sheffield FC become Sheffield Wednesday?
No. They're still Sheffield FC.
You're correct.
This says Walton and Hersham were bought for a nominal fee. So, clearly it wasn't.
Pennies on the dollar.
It wasn't that bad.
Guys, what are you talking about? How much Wrexham cost?
No, how much the group of seven 19-year-olds bought the club for. And it said a nominal fee, so pretty cheap.
What club did they buy?
Walton and Hersham FC. They're like the lowest of the low. Oh, really? I think, yeah. And they like, I was just saying, I saw TikToks of like, I saw them like they were doing like the groundskeeping and like they were like run like fully running the club and it was really cool. Huh. And I'm like, if you can afford it as a 19-year-old,
yeah,
jeez, it must have either not been that expensive or you have bare P already.
I mean, these players are probably getting like
$50.
Yeah, I was
going to
say 50p a week.
Yeah.
I'll take it, even though it's not much.
On the high end.
To be a player, 50p a week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because you think about it, you still have to travel. You still have to do all that as a player. At least you're getting paid a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but they'd probably be like, okay, you're driving yourself.
Yeah, 100%. Here's the $50 in gas, though. But the dream never ends until you can't physically play it. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah.
Like, if right now, Brandon, if Arteta called you and was like, hey.
That's different.
No, it's not, because like you really have to think it is a cultural shock for you, because you don't
only 50 p a week. Hold on a second. Go on with the, what were you going to say?
About what? About Arteta calling you up?
Yeah, okay. Go on, just in case.
Because you have to think about this. Number one.
No. What's the offer?
Oh, I don't know. Let's say, because let's be realistic. You've never been a professional. You're 26 years old. You are
25.
Well, you know, you stop, can't stop. Stop. I'm giving him the. I'm helping you. You're not free agent. After all the negotiations, it'll be the summer. Stop. Your contract won't start till you're about 26. You're 26 at this time, right? We'll just go with that. 26. So, you know, because he wants you to be with the first team starting July 1st when the preseason kicks off and the transfer window opens. You know what I mean? So, like, let's say they give you just a nice little $1,000 a week contract.
Dude, $1,000 a week? Give it to me.
Hold on. That's what she said. But, like, you have to think about this. Like,
nope.
I think about it like this, though. Because, like, right now, you don't play any, right?
Okay.
So, one, that means you got to play in, like, every day.
Okay.
On the day. Even when you don't want to play 7 days a week.
Okay, yeah.
And you have to travel. Okay. And it's constant travel.
Okay.
That you don't do right now.
Yeah.
That you've never done.
Okay. But I'm not paying for it.
But that is your life. You're being taken away. That's you're not going to be able to... Okay, fair enough. Respect. I mean, I'd do it, but I mean, that's just me.
I'd be like, can you go up to 1,200 a week? No, actually, 1,000 a week—that's more than making it out. Never mind.
No, what am I saying? Well, you didn't let me finish. In this contract, it's gonna be like after like if you can make 25 appearances.
I'm not gonna be able to make 25
appearances. I mean, if you make 25 appearances, because you ain't gonna be a no starter.
Like, yeah, we'll put you in the AFL Cup. Maybe.
But after 25 appearances,
an unused sub for the EFL Cup.
He'll come on in the first minute.
You'll be an unused sub for preseason friendly.
You're just a fodder. You're just a name on the bench. They're like, who's this Chris guy?
Yeah,
he won't bring him on. Who's this Chris guy? Must be a starter. He ain't bring him on there in the friendlies.
They're like, oh, he must be a youngster. And then like, 26!
Free agent. Where did he play before? Nowhere!
What are they doing? Let's say 1,000, but that'd be, what, 52K a year? I'll take that.
It's more than you're making right now.
I'm saying, I'll take it. 1,000K, that's too easy.
1,000K?
You gotta say, like, $250 a week.
No, because that's for Arsenal. And they're lowballing you for Arsenal.
What are you talking about?
Let's say you did like a...
If I went to City as the same way, they'd pay me 5K a week.
No, they pay you 500, and they'd be like, take it or leave it.
500.
Yeah.
Why would City pay me 500?
Because they know that.
All right. Would you go to the championship for $500 a week?
What are you making right now? Roughly
6K. No, I'm making more than that.
Would you go to the?
I'll take a pay cut. I'm making a lot more than that.
I'd take a pay cut to be a professional footballer.
I would. Would you go to I think it's called the Varnese. I don't remember. It's right. It's like the first official.
I wouldn't be able to live comfortably on that.
On what?
26K a year.
Yeah, make do with what you got.
You get bonuses in the contract.
What kind of bonuses?
I don't know. What position are you going to be playing when you get signed?
Midfielder.
assists and goals, baby, and clean sheets and unused fees and fees. You got another contract, like get when you don't play.
Oh,
unused fees, you get paid. You know,
I'll be getting a lot of those.
Yours is going to be really low.
Just rely on... Please don't play me, please. Please don't
play
me.
You better quit, right?
You
better quit,
coach. You'd probably get a bonus for starting a game.
And you probably get some type of revenue for not playing a game. Obviously, it would be a lot less.
If it was me, I'd be like... I'd run really hard one day and be like, oh, the hamstring! Oh, it's all bad.
I'd be like...
medical team's like, he's out for 6 to 8 months.
I'd try to get a sponsorship with some, like...
With Prime.
with some Indiegogo company.
Let's do it with Prime.
I do Manscaped.
Okay.
There you go.
I do Manscaped.
No.
I do Raid Shadow Legends.
There you go. Now we're talking.
I do football.
Yes.
And I would do Dr. Squash. Because I actually use them. They're great.
I do Head and Shoulders.
That is gay. Okay. Head and Shoulders is great.
Joe Hart had the Head and Shoulders commercial, right?
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yes, he did.
Knees
and toes. Joe Hart?
Oh, because, no. Because
he said something to Pep about it.
Yeah, no, he
and
bought him.
He got benched.
He bought him. No, he got sold.
No, he bought. He what?
He got sold.
That's right.
He bought Pep a bottle of Head and Shoulders and told him that he could use it.
I thought you said he did a commercial, and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't trust a man with no hair on his head to tell me what to put on my head.
No, he was trying to... No, he was...
I get it.
He was trying to break the ice with Pep and his way
he got sold.
Yeah, and he got loaned. And then
got sold.
Yeah.
To be fair, that was kind of a mistake.
I like how you made it sound like it was better. Well, he was loaned. I think he was gone, but he was loaned first.
Joe Hart should have stayed that season.
100%.
But he wanted somebody that could play with his feet. So we brought in Bravo?
Yeah. What a disaster that was.
Who was y'all's backup that season?
To be honest,
Caballero?
I don't
care. Caballero?
Oh, it was? No, because
Caballero got signed on later, right?
Because he got signed during the Mancini, not Mancini, but Pellegrini era.
That's right.
But didn't he stay?
No, he went to Chelsea.
He went to Chelsea. Who was our backup? He was our backup.
I was gonna say
the season after is when we bought Ederson. He got sold to Chelsea, and
Ben Carson was never your backup. He was like the third string.
Well, no, Bravo was our backup.
Oh, that's right.
At the time,
yeah, because you guys didn't sell him until for a while. Jorge still play?
He was at Tottenham, wasn't he?
Yeah,
I think he retired now.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
He was at Celtic.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, he did get signed on a free agent.
I think he went there after us.
Yeah,
I think
free
he's
agent.
Playing right now. I think he's their starter.
That was still like 3 years ago.
No, he's not. He's their starter.
He's recent. No.
No, because they just played in the Champions League this season. He was in their goal. He's their starting goalkeeper, I think.
Still? Isn't he kind of old?
He's like 35, 36.
That is like
35.
He's only 35?
He's at Celtic. Yeah, he's 35.
Oh, shit. I thought he was like 38 or something.
Nah, bro. He was sold when he was still in his like late 20s.
No. His last...
Going into his
big... Prime. His last big team was Tottenham, so...
Big. I know. I like how he put it in the quotes. Big.
Yeah. He said it, not me.
But you were the one that put it in the quotes.
I did, but I was like, they're a big team. But I think they're a big team. He doesn't think that.
They are a big team.
Depends on how you
define revenue wise, they are.
Revenue wise. Yeah. I mean, household name wise, they are.
Household in England.
No, there's a lot of American Tottenham fans. There's a lot of people like you who are. Is it masochists or sadists? Enjoy the pain. Is it sadists?
Yeah, I think
it's sadists, right?
Yeah.
Masochists if like pain, sadists enjoy pain.
Yeah.
But no, you guys have a $1 billion stadium.
Dodger fan, I enjoy pain. I know about pain.
And they had the whole agreement with the NFL. With NFL played a couple games over there
every year.
Yeah. Terrible decision, but like, yeah.
Not a good decision
for who?
For me.
It's the first time you see anyone win on that field.
Exactly.
I was telling Daniel. I was like, yeah, I love Eddie's fake cry that you do, because you'll just be like, oh yeah, this hurts. And I think it's great. I love it. Because it's just, there's a long pause. It's just like, yeah. It's great.
Wow.
Bran just gets angry.
Nothing to smile about as his first fan.
And then he'll just choke people.
He's like, hey, 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 hey.
Just about. He did that to me and Sebastian earlier.
Oh. So you just choking people out here?
Okay, and?
It's not okay.
Nobody's going to go to the police about it. I'm just kidding. That's so
messy. You know, I haven't seen his girlfriend in a while.
Oh, my Lord.
She could be floating in a river for all we know.
She's definitely not.
You chopped her up and buried her? You sick fuck.
For sure.
Daniel, your long 6-year investigation's over.
Huh?
Yeah, I've been investigating you for 6 years.
Oh. That's what I thought.
What else happened?
I just heard. Oh, God.
Barcelona lost, or Barcelona beat Real Madrid. It
was Real Madrid 1-0.
In the Copa del Rey semifinals? Yeah. Off an own goal? Was it Militao? Open? Yeah. RIP. Barcelona back?
No. Back in La Liga.
That's the first step. That's the first step.
That's true.
That's the first step.
The Liga might just be weak right now, in general.
It is weak right now.
No. They just signed Julian Araujo.
Serie A and Bundesliga is better.
It's okay. Oh, 100%. Serie A and Bundesliga are the best leagues right now. Well, technically, really, Napoli's running away with that league. So
they did everything just lose else today. Not like it matters. They're 20 points ahead.
That's the second loss they've had. Brandon's like, hey, could come back.
They did lose today.
The Bundesliga.
I don't want them to come back, but
it's so nice.
Bundesliga is competitive.
I was really disappointed, though, with Union Berlin losing to Munich.
I had a feeling they were.
I mean, I figured they would.
They're a good team, but that's just a whole different.
Yeah.
Those are a whole different skill level.
To hang with Bayern.
But RB Leipzig also lost today.
To Dortmund. Dortmund are top of the league.
Let's go, Dortmund! I like Dortmund.
I love Dortmund.
Come on, Marco. Bring one home.
I want Marco to win one Bundesliga title.
Yeah, I like Dortmund better than Bayern, so fair enough.
I do like Bayern, though.
Bayern is everybody's rival, and
I don't have an issue with Bundesliga. Bayern.
The only thing I have an issue with Bayern is that
everyone's jealous of them.
I just don't like that they buy all the good players in Germany.
They put the buy in Bayern, bro.
Yeah,
they hog it for good. Everything for themselves. I don't like that.
I don't like that they've won. I don't like that they've won so many titles in a row, but I think the other teams in Bundesliga have finally been like, alright, we're going to build, we're not going to sell the Bayern, and we're going to be fine. Also, Bayern themselves are going through kind of like a rebuild period, because a lot of that team is gone now. Like, now they have, like, Gnabry, Leroy Sané are still there. They signed
Mane.
Yeah, Sadio Mane. That midfield's game.
They're ruining Liverpool.
Yeah, honestly. They still have Götze, and they still have Kimmich in the midfield.
Who?
Goretzka. He did score. Goretzka and Kimmich in the midfield. Alphonso Davies is kind of finally coming back to form.
I haven't heard anything about
him. He's going to go to Madrid.
Like, he's been kind of like mid lately.
I'm pretty sure he's been
Has he been mid, or is that just now this isn't the norm for him?
Well, I'm pretty sure he's just been... Well, hasn't
he has been injured. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was injured, but he played
in the World Cup. But also, I just feel like I don't hear much about him lately.
But also, he's not a 19-year-old anymore that broke onto the scene, you know?
But still, you don't have to be 19 to be heard about.
I think everybody knows.
Exactly. It's like
and it's not like he's a goal scorer, so he's not going to get talked about as much.
No, I mean, he's good. I don't think anyone questions that he's good.
He might as well be a winger.
Yeah.
He's a winger for Canada.
He's like a...
Yeah, but that's because Canada don't... That's because Canada...
Well, actually a good defender.
Yeah, exactly.
But Canada don't have an offensive
play on the left. Yeah, no, you're right.
I think Real Madrid are going to sign him in the summer.
They probably will. I don't think they... Well, who's on their left right now? Is it Mendy still?
Mendy. And
they want to offload Mendy, too.
Which is crazy to me, because I hear there's everyone... Do you know that's the third CONCACAF player that's been linked to Real Madrid since Ancelotti's been there?
It was Christian Pulisic might go.
Yeah, Christian Pulisic. Yeah.
Which would suck.
Christian Pulisic, Irving Lozano, and now Alphonso Davies.
Dude, if they all went, that'd be kind
of...
I'd be so sick if all three of them went.
Pulisic on the left, or Lozano on the right. Yeah.
Davies on the left. Oh. I'd know.
The only way that would happen is if we're playing early stages of Copa del Rey.
No, I think they're good enough.
Yeah, Pulisic over Vinicius, of course.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, and Rodrigo, come on.
Yeah, anyone can fight for Rodrigo. I think Rodrigo's a little
play Vinicius up top.
Yeah. They need someone instead of Benzema.
I think Benzema's getting up there.
Big Ben is running. Yeah,
he's running out of gas.
His fuse is.
The issue is, I don't know if because Lozano like recently has come back into.
No, stop it. I'm sorry.
Kane would be great. It's gonna be Kane.
The thing is though, with like those, is like I can see Alphonso Davies going, and being a starter. Lozano recently just got back into the first team of Napoli. I don't know if he wants to leave Napoli. And I don't think it's a good move for Christian
Pulisic. It's not. It's a terrible
move. He's not even in the... He's not going to be in Chelsea's starting lineup.
No.
Like, they that's... He might... No, Mudryk has been great. He might come back in.
Unless Graham Potter
gets sacked. I was about to say, speaking of that, dude, they're going to have the biggest game tomorrow.
Dude, Leeds. Who would have thought? Dude,
if Leeds beat y'all...
If Leeds beat us, sack everybody, cut contracts, I'm over it. Top only needs to resign.
That'll be
speaking of Chelsea.
That'll be panic stations.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the worst performance Chelsea put in a long time.
I was going to say.
Someone owes who, Dave's?
I owe him because I bet
I'll pay him. I'll pay for him because he's going to have to pay for his doggy's surgery. I'm going to help him. Yeah, I'll pay for his food. We could have gone Dave's tonight, but no. No.
What?
It was me that said no.
I work in the morning, so I wouldn't have wanted to anyways, unless we went like at 8 o'clock.
But I will take you up on that. And also... I didn't realize how bad it really was.
For Chelsea?
Until I watched that
game. That's pretty rough.
Because I was like, and it was just like, I was like, there's nothing. There's no plan. There's no vision. There's no tactics. It's just 11 players on the field kicking the ball.
There's no cohesion.
But yeah, at least with us, like, we're not good, but you can see that there's a plan.
But you also say that.
The plan for us happened to work.
But you also say that and you go, we're not good. You're sitting in fourth place.
Yeah, but by the way, you need to win tomorrow.
Tell me.
They didn't win every game.
Who do you guys play?
Newcastle.
It's going to be our toughest game of the season.
I think they're going to beat Newcastle. But I also think...
Okay. They probably didn't hear that. There's carpet.
I hear this guy yell all the time.
Oh, true, true.
Did you hear their dogs this morning?
Every morning.
Dude, they were going... off the rails.
Well, actually, maybe not. I might have been at the vet by that point.
Oh.
When was it?
I don't know. It woke me up this morning, and I swear they were, like, barking at another dog, and that dog was barking back at them.
That happens all the time.
I was like, please shut the fuck up. Usually it doesn't happen in the morning, though. But this morning, I was like, holy shit, shut the fuck up. And then I heard the guy be like, hey! I'm like...
Big chance, not just tomorrow, but this month for Spurs to put their, like, to take control for.
And these two,
because our schedule going forward is, like, shockingly easy for, like, the next 6 weeks.
But you guys have been better recently. Since the transfer window, you guys have gotten better.
In the league, we have Wolves, Forest, Southampton, Everton, Brighton, and Bournemouth.
Bro, that's...
That's gotta be like 14 or 15.
Brighton's your toughest game.
Brighton's the tough, but it's at home.
Wolves,
and then it's a tough run in Newcastle, United, Liverpool.
Wolves are a tough game because they're fighting for survival.
That's Newcastle, United, Liverpool.
Oh,
that's like a 3-game stretch that I'm concerned about. I'm just saying these next 6 games are like going to make a break. Liverpool
stretch.
Got to play Real Madrid again.
We have
to play Milan again. Next
6 games
next week,
I think, are against. Top 5, and then Real Madrid.
Let me see. Ugh. They're in 6th place, which is kind of shocking.
Yeah, I'm more worried about them than I am about Newcastle.
Come on.
To be honest. I think Newcastle have fallen off.
They got United Sunday.
Yeah.
They got Bournemouth. I think
they'll beat United.
Bournemouth, the
easy one. They'll win. Yeah. Yeah.
Then Wednesday, they have Real Madrid. The 1st of April, they have City. They have Chelsea April 4th.
Which could go either way.
No, they're winning.
The 9th, they have Arsenal. They have Leeds the 17th.
That's it. Those 6 games.
Oh.
It's United, Bournemouth, Madrid, City, Chelsea, Arsenal.
It's really tough for them.
And then it kind of tapers off after that.
Yeah.
Except for us.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see
that. That could decide the top 4.
What's Arsenal's next 6 games? Because Arsenal, they need to maintain this lead.
Bournemouth, Sporting, Fulham, Sporting, Palace, Leeds, Liverpool.
Liverpool's the toughest game, and they should. So well, Crystal Palace in the league,
it's Bournemouth.
Not right now.
Fulham. I think Fulham away is tough.
Yeah, Fulham
away.
That's
the toughest game.
Fulham away is tough, but if you're going to be champions, that's a must. That's a game. You got to win.
Well, yeah. You got to win. Fulham's the toughest game.
Fulham's sixth. It's not like. Or Fulham's seventh. It's not like.
Oh, No, that's no disrespect to. No, that's actually praise to Fulham, I think. Because, like, if they're really going to be champions, Fulham is the perfect team to be like, no, we're going to win this league. We have to be one of the toughest teams in the league.
I don't think Crystal Palace is that tough anymore. I think they've kind
of lost. Plus, you're home, you'll win.
They've kind of lost their way.
That's what they thought about Liverpool 9 years ago.
Once we get into April.
What are you talking about?
Well, when Liverpool fumbled the bag back in 2013 against Crystal Palace. The 3-3 draw. Lost in the title.
Gerrard slip.
Once we get into April, Arsenal.
I know, but I was just saying Gerrard.
Arsenal have a semi-tough stretch. From April to May. There's like a couple of gimmies in there, but it's Liverpool away, West Ham away, tough. Southampton at home, easy. West City away is easy. City away.
Tough.
Watch us lose. Yeah, City away is obviously.
Chelsea, which, and then Newcastle away.
You never know, tough. Unless, assuming if
Newcastle have like completely fallen off by then.
Yeah, which they could have. Which they could
have.
I don't think they will.
Chelsea,
it's like you never know.
Assuming they'll fire their manager before they have a new manager.
We'll be top four in no time, baby.
Obviously, Liverpool. I don't know. If they're finding form, then I'm.
West Ham are like the weirdest team because
they're tough.
Sometimes they look good. Like they tied Newcastle away. They shit on Nottingham Forest, and then they turn around and play shit against us, and then shit against United in the FA Cup. Which, to be fair, they did take the lead on United in the FA Cup.
Well, I think that says a lot about Newcastle's form.
But also,
Forest isn't a good team.
But also, Forest are like 13th in the league. Okay. They're not bad. They're
higher than West Ham. They're also, technically on paper better than West
Ham. Also, I think I think you forget.
West Ham are just weird this season to me because I don't think they're as bad as the record says they are, but they're also not good.
But you just compared two teams that are in the bottom 10 versus two teams that are in the top 4.
What two teams am I talking about?
What
two teams? About West Ham's schedule.
Said that they're kind of inconsistent right now.
Sometimes they
look like they're back, then sometimes...
Oh, you're saying that we're talking about the toughness of the games.
You beat two teams that are in the bottom 10, and then you lose two teams that are in the top 4.
Yeah, but the thing is also, you have to think about this. The season goes further on...
I said they tied Newcastle. Chelsea.
Never mind.
But
Chelsea's not impressive. But as the season 100%.
But as the season goes on, you have to remember that these teams, every game that passes by is one less game they have a chance to.
What a fucking low blow! Just kicking.
Motherfucker, I don't care. You know why I don't care what he says? This motherfucker was crying when he was tied for first. I don't care what this man says.
I'm not trying to shoot shots at Jose.
No, he shot shots.
I'm not trying
to. He shot
shots. But it's true.
He shot shots with the scope on.
Kicking the man while he's down, man.
I'm not. Who's down? I'm good.
You can't tell me I'm wrong.
He's broke.
It's not impressive that they come against Chelsea.
It's Chelsea. They're not that impressive.
Well, I hope
it's not impressive.
I hope Arsenal and City both lose. And I'm just like, well, it's not impressive, man.
I hope City win tomorrow.
I don't. I hope they lose.
Yes!
So you hope they lose too?
Hey!
You're at home, you'll win.
No, I won't.
Imagine it.
No, they lose. They were at home. They were at home against against Nottingham.
Great.
Well, actually, they'll have Dubrovka in a goal.
Yeah, I know.
So Nick Pope's 3 games.
Nick Pope's back here.
Three game suspension because it was a straight red.
I thought it was a second yellow on the straight red. He's not suspended anymore. He's in there. He's in their lineup.
Speaking of straight reds.
He's not a straight red.
He
should
be.
Fucking Ziyech should have gotten a straight red.
No, he deserved
literally punching Emerson in the face. And he didn't get... And he got a yellow card for that. Like, come on.
Yeah, he got a straight red.
And then VAR looked and said it's a yellow card.
What?
No. Yeah. So here's actually what happened. VAR looked...
Like the ref ruled
it a red card and then told him to go back and look at it again. So then he went back and looked at it again and changed it to a yellow.
But then he still had 2 yellows. It should
have
been
right. Yeah, but he still ended up with 2 yellows and stayed on.
Oh, somehow. So it was a mistake.
Yeah
that's bad, man.
Well, I mean, it didn't matter because we still won 2-0, but...
They were like, don't do it to Chelsea. Right.
Yeah. It should have been a lot... Yeah.
I can see a referee getting confused in that situation, though.
No.
About, like, how many cards the player's on. And
no excuse.
I mean, I didn't say there should be, but I just said I can see how the referee might get confused.
That's, it didn't matter. At the end, I don't care because we won anyway.
Yeah, like, if you guys had lost and Ziyech had scored, like, the game winner, then it's...
Oh, I would have killed myself.
Different.
I would not be sitting here right now. You guys would be at my funeral right now.
Well, I guess it wasn't.
You'd probably be laughing.
I would not be laughing. I definitely would not be
I was going to say, you probably wouldn't show up.
Wow. Why would I not show up?
You'd spit on my grave.
Why would I do that?
Because I'm a Spurs fan.
So what? You're still my friend.
I'm joking.
See, here's the thing. I don't know if the handballs... I
still love you. You asking a moment?
What did I miss?
I said if Ziyech had scored a game-winning goal, then I would have killed myself and that you would have been at my funeral and that he would have spit on my grave because I'm a Spurs fan, but I was joking, and then he said he loved me.
He would have spit on your grave, and that would have been that guy that's, like, right there with the tombstone, just,
The Grant Gustin, he's, like, posing next to his own. Yeah, meme is so funny.
I don't know if there's a difference between, like, handball, because he was technically a handball, but he's in the probable 11 that could start tomorrow.
Who is?
Nick Pope.
It might be different.
For handball.
For something like that.
Because I can understand if it's a straight red.
I saw Newcastle fans that were blaming Nick Pope for them losing the cup final.
Well, I mean, to be fair.
Because he made himself unavailable by getting the red card, so it's his fault.
Well.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, well.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
Well, it's Dubravka's fault, too, because he went to Manchester
United. True. They would have stood a better chance with Dubravka.
Dubravka is a good goalkeeper. It's a top four goalkeeper, in my opinion. He could play in the top four team. I'm not saying he's top four in the league of goalkeepers. Better than Harrison, though.
I need Karius in goal.
They were gonna
okay,
say,
so
you kidding me? And I was like, excuse me?
The reason why it's only a one game suspension is because it was an automatic red card for non-violent conduct.
Okay, so that's what I thought. I knew that if you get straight red for like a bad tackle or something, it's a 3-game ban. But that's why I was like, I think it's different for handballs.
Yeah, you're right.
But I wasn't 100% sure, and I'm not a ref, and I don't...
But now you are 100% sure.
I always knew, you know?
Okay.
Pushes the glasses
up. Yeah,
you know, when you've got my IQ a ball, it just happens to be right at all times.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, I got hot. Man, I just had a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's the reasoning for him being able to play?
It was non-violent.
It's a non-violent
record. Oh, yeah, yeah. Duh.
I
feel like that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. So he probably will get chosen tomorrow. And
we're not even at an hour yet.
He'll probably keep
I know, we've talked
for
a lot.
Some reason, I felt like we've been going for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. He'll probably keep a clean sheet tomorrow.
And I'll take a draw because it's less points for Newcastle.
Let's hope for a draw.
I can live with it as long as we beat Wolves. Which, yeah, come on.
I don't know. They're tough.
Raul hat trick.
Kane 4 goals. We win.
Oh, that'd be that dope though.
That would be a sick game. I'm so excited.
That would be a sick game.
I do like this season though. I do like feel like we have a lot more like 3-2 games. You know what I mean? Like we're getting a lot more closer games this season. The defenses are not as good this season.
Yeah, Arsenal's last game was really close.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you're right.
4-0.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like, it's not like a bunch. It's not like every game is that. You know
no,
what I mean?
I feel like you're right.
But I also think it's because the refs are letting more go on. Like, they
I
have freaking the play.
I've noticed that.
Which makes the game so much more intense and so much more fun.
Just like to look at everyone when I'm recording.
It's so different because, like, I know why. It's because he's to your left. But you just, like, look at me down like this and you go to Brandon.
Because it's because my last motion, it's like you two, it's like are right in my peripheral. I have to like whip my head over to look at him. So it feels like there's emphasis, but there's not.
It does feel like
it's not. I just have to because you're so I can look at you guys without moving because you're both right there. I can just move my eyes. But then to see him, I have to.
Just side-eye me.
I guess I could just I could just go slower, but I feel like I have to go.
Side-eye.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
like what?
You just said side eye, and then you just like gazed at me.
I like the little bit of silence on the thing.
Just flat line.
What are you doing, man?
Side eyeing them.
You look like Peter Pettigrew.
Pizza Pettigrew.
What movie are you on?
Order of the Phoenix.
Have you never seen all the movies?
No, I'm just rewatching them all.
Piece of Hogwarts Legacy.
You're on 5.
Yeah,
5's the best.
5 is not the best, but 5 is very good.
Five, no, okay. You're right. 3 is the best.
3 is the best.
Three is the best.
Okay. I figured out why
we or you y'all think. I think fourth is when the drama really picks up. But you guys say three.
I just think three is when it gets darker. Three.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think three does. I think three is. Well, continue. Go for it, Chris.
I mean, it does get darker
visually.
Because of the Dementors.
Yeah,
but
the world gets darker.
The world gets darker. I feel like in the third one, like the first two are very colorful, and then that gray color palette really starts to show. Or it starts in three. It does really start to show.
We also see it through.
It's also a different director.
Yeah, it is. It's Alfonso Cuarón.
But then you also think about a legend. Like that. Look, we're looking at it from like kids are going into that preteen part that don't really know the world, so everything's still like bright and sunny, and everything's so cool. And three, they're like. He's like 13, 14.
It was Chris Columbus directed the first two. Also Home Alone. And then
Alfonso Cuarón
did three, and then David Yates did 4 through 7 part two. Or did somebody else do
something
four?
Newell did four.
Yeah, so yeah, and then Yates did 5 through 8.
I did like 4 too though. 4 was good.
I love Goblin.
I love all of them. I don't think there's a bad Harry Potter.
The first two are kind of bad.
I love the first
one. It's just because it's
there's
younger.
Something so charming about the first
one. They're just very kid-friendly.
Again, I think it's because you're seeing it through the eyes of children.
Like, hold on a second. Like, when I load up 1 and 2, it's for Peacock kids.
Oh, are they on Peacock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame.
But, no, they're on
HBO. HBO's cool. Okay. HBO Max is better.
But also, like, 3 is still PG, and then 4 is PG-13.
Yeah, but I think the reason I think... The drama really starts in 3 is because, like, again, like I said, the first two, I think you see it from, like, this kid, especially through Harry's eyes, who's, like, this whole world is brand new to him. So, like, the first 2 years is just, like, whoa, there's a lot of shit happening right now. Third is, like, there's a lot of drama that he is not directly tied with, but does involve him. So, like, Sirius Black. He learns about the events that happened to his parents. He gets more information on that. He starts meeting his old parents' friends. They start becoming more relevant in his life. The danger of his, like, the danger to him really starts to pick up. Because especially in 3, it shows that, like, oh, he's not untouchable, even at Hogwarts. No, and that's just a quick synopsis of it for me. I mean, like, there's a lot more to it there. You know, they introduce a lot of things.
I mean, Sirius Black wasn't looking for Harry, though.
He wasn't looking for Harry, but Sirius Black... When he was on the loose, is when Harry found out that at the time he was still believed to be the main suspect of like the murder of Lily and James Potter. Yeah. So Harry and everyone else assumed that he would be going after Harry,
right?
Because they thought he was a Death Eater and a very loyal Death Eater.
But the only reason he wasn't untouchable is because the Dementors got brought in.
Well, yeah, and then that's another whole aspect to it. But then you also think Lupin is also like. Was also in, like, brought into the school. They knew Lupin's history with the Potters, especially Albus.
And being a werewolf.
Exactly, and being a werewolf. Albus Dumbledore knew all about that. So did Snape, clearly. Like, the teachers all knew about it. And it wasn't that it's, like, drama in the sense of, like, they're going after Harry. It's drama in the sense of there's a lot of information that is brought to the surface that we are trying to still figure out. And that at one point in the movie, we think it's one certain way, and then they twist it on top of their heads. And we're like, oh, shit. A fucking rat has been with us since day one.
Open your books to 274.
Was it 274?
Is it 274?
Or 294.
294. 294. And then he walks up to Harry, and he's like, 294.
No, you know, it doesn't knock that fast.
He's like, but sir, there's Quidditch tomorrow.
94.
He's like, then I suggest you... Use your time wisely, or something like that.
Did you
page 200?
Did you guys see that streamer I posted in our TikTok? The streamer that's supposed to be
Dude,
he has a phenomenal like impersonation of Severus Snape. One of the TikTok.
Oh, I did see that.
I love it. Oh Weasley.
Another one.
No.
After like watching the movies, it's kind of funny seeing like Hogwarts Legacy, seeing Gareth Weasley being so into potions. And then seeing Fred and George also being into potions in the movie is like it makes sense in terms of like
passed down.
Yeah,
but then it's weird because Ron isn't into potions, and then their oldest brother is into like
entomology. Their oldest brother's Charlie.
He doesn't even come in until the 7th movie.
Is her oldest brother Bill or Charlie?
I think it's not Bill. It starts with a B, though. It might be Bill.
I just reread the first book, and he's like, you know about him in the first book, whereas you don't even hear about him in the movies until the very last one.
Yeah, so which one's the oldest one?
I can't remember his name.
Because what do they call it in the books? Is it entomology? It's not entomology.
He's like out in Africa studying like.
Well, because he studies like dragons and animals. Yeah. He's basically like what new.
It must be Charlie then. Because in the fourth one, it's Charlie.
It's Bill. It's Bill.
Oh, it is okay. Bill. You're right.
Because, okay.
So. William Bill Arthur Weasley is the eldest son of Arthur and Molly Weasley.
That's who Fleur marries. It's Bill Weasley.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because she was into Ron. And then she ends up marrying his brother.
Taller, better with magic, fights dragons.
Well, Charlie's the one that brought the dragon and
yep.
the dragons from Romania.
Because isn't Charlie the one who recruits Harry to play Quidditch?
No, it was that one girl. One professor. I can't remember her name.
McGonagall. Well, no, the guy on the Quidditch team.
You're talking about
team.
The Golden Gate. Oh, he wasn't
he's not a Weasley?
He wasn't a Weasley.
Oh, Wood. Yeah.
Oliver Wood.
Oliver Wood, yeah.
I liked Oliver Wood, too. He was a bitch and got fucking hit by a blood.
That's not his fault.
Nah, bro. Stay up on that broom. I'm commenting on the face part. Stay up on that broom. It was soft. He was soft. He went down too easy on his broom, but it was soft.
It's okay.
How you gonna fight Slytherin? You know they're dirty. Come on. We all saw from a mile away.
When I saw Quidditch for the first time, I was like, damn, Slytherin's hella dirty. Yeah. I didn't know they'd be that.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
it's fucked.
That much. They are fucked.
And then fucking Snape was casting his little spell on Harry's broomstick.
As a counter curse.
He was counter curse. He was protecting Harry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. But
drama. On a podcast I listened to, they were talking about how, like, the memes that Hogwarts Legacy has
sparked.
And they were like, they just think it's real. And I agree. I think it's really funny. The cultural shift, how all of a sudden it's cool to like Slytherin.
Fuck.
When like back when the movies first came out, it was like, if you liked Slytherin, you were a freak and you were weird.
I've always wanted to be Slytherin.
And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, Slytherin's cool. And I agree. I think it's really funny how that's, as we've gotten older, it's changed. From, like, now Gryffindors are considered, like, the annoying weird ones, and Slytherins are like, yeah, we're the cool, edgy ones.
Well, Hufflepuff's still the annoying weird ones.
Hufflepuff gets a bad rap,
dude.
We hard, bro. We better than them Ravenclaw folks. Ravenclaw's
better.
We hard. Now you wrong, though. You wrong.
No, I'm not.
You
wrong. Cho Chang.
Read your book.
Enough said.
That's why I said Ravenclaw's better.
Yeah, Cho Chang.
Wow, you're going to support the one Asian person that says Cho Chang.
And Luna.
Wow.
Luna Lovegood.
Dude,
wow.
She's fun as
JK
Rowling. As a kid, bro, I was a simp for Luna Lovegood, bro.
You mean you as a kid, right?
Yes, he said
me
that.
Me as a kid,
he
yes.
No, he said as a kid.
Oh my god.
I said as a kid, I was a simp for Luna Lovegood.
There you go.
You're such a clown.
I just want to make sure everyone on the podcast heard him correctly.
She got me going as a kid, bro. Like,
hey, have you seen her now? She looks the same but older.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her.
I follow a lot of the actors on Instagram, but not her, I don't think.
Here's my question for you guys. Because they announced that we are getting a sequel.
We're getting Hogwarts Legacy 2.
So, let's say we don't get DLC. What could the next story be about? I just want to see what you guys think.
I'm not done, so I don't know.
Well, I don't know if that's a continuation. I just mean, what do you guys think right now? What would you guys want to see?
I said this in the group chat, and I'll say it again, and I've said it 1,000 times, so people are probably sick of hearing me say it. I am on my knees begging for any kind of content about the founders of Hogwarts.
Oh.
Give me Godric Gryffindor, Salazar Slytherin. Like, give me all. I need something about it. It would be so cool. How is this not a thing yet? How does this. Like, that would be so interesting. It would be so cool. Or the Marauders. Something about the Marauders.
Oh.
But that might be a little too. That's a little too connected to the Harry Potter universe.
Yeah, that's just
Harry's parents and Snape and Lupin.
Not Snape.
Not Snape.
Snape was the guy they bullied.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What could be?
I don't know. Give me the founders.
Don't tell me a story. What would you want to see in a sequel?
Well, you're done with the game. So
I am.
Does it set up a sequel?
No. I mean, at least in the Ravenclaw ending, it doesn't.
Are you telling me?
Is there different endings for each house?
There could be.
I doubt it.
There could be.
It's not.
I mean, I know.
Have you played through all of them?
No, because we don't even get a different evil ending.
What do you mean?
It's the same endings.
Evil ending? What are you talking about?
Like, you don't even get an evil ending.
How do you know?
Because they've said it.
They did it?
There's no morale bar. There's no nothing. Like, there's no evil ending.
Morale bar? What's that?
Have you ever played
an RPG game?
No. No, I haven't.
So, like, if you make evil decisions, if you make bad decisions, so basically, like, an evil ending would be, like, learning all three of the curses, and that would set you down an evil path.
I think it does change things in the game, even when the
curses. Yeah, you can get sent to Azkaban for using them.
Is that an actual thing, though? Is that mods that people made?
I think it's mods.
I think it's mods, too.
Oh, is it a mod? Oh,
they look like mods to me.
Because only Hufflepuff's able
to... Actually, no, because one of my coworkers was telling me that that happened to him. Okay. He could have been capping. Who? It was Nutter.
He's capping.
He could have been capping. Yeah, he very well. He said that capping. He used Avada Kedavra on a student or something, and he got sent to...
You're not allowed, you can't use unforgivable curses
on... Or in front of them.
Maybe
you can't.
Maybe,
bro. I've been using them. I've been casting. Yeah, that's what I said. I said I used it in front of Natty or whatever, and she didn't do shit.
I used Imperial in front of a teacher, and she was like, "Nice." She didn't say nice, but I assume she said nice. She didn't say what is that?
Garlic was impressed by you.
She was being. I used the Imperial curse on Garlic. Oh
my word, man!
But yeah, I'm glad that. No, I'm leaving it. Pulling her strings.
Yeah, leave that.
Fuck you.
No, I'll cut it if you want.
Thank you.
No, leave it.
Thanks, Dad.
No, I'm gonna cut it.
No, leave it.
But yeah, I don't know what I would want from a sequel.
I definitely want Quidditch at least.
Is it gonna be a direct sequel or just another game under the Hogwarts Legacy title?
I think it's gonna be another game under the Hogwarts Legacy title.
Because I could see them making a series called Hogwarts Legacy, but they're not like directly like, you know what I mean? It could be one this game and then one over here and one takes place over here.
So what I would be excited for then is...
I heard it might not even be at Hogwarts.
Well, here's the thing.
It might be at a different school.
Please.
That'd be sick.
Give me the dumb string.
You know what I kind of want? I kind of want another game like this, but I kind of want, like, because London was, like, the high power. Because, like, in the Fantastic Beasts movies, London's, like, the high power of magic.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, like... Right after Newt Scamander's story, like in the 1960s, 1950s, yeah, I wouldn't cool. mind, like, you know, I wouldn't mind.
Right before
I wouldn't
mind, the like, events of Harry Potter?
Right before Voldemort.
Yeah.
Right when Voldemort, I guess, starts coming into power. I wouldn't mind, like, a mafia-esque, wizardy kind of game, bro. That'd be kind of fire.
Or we could just fight in the war. Just be based around the Wizarding War. The first war.
That would also be there? Against, well, because, what is it?
There's the first war, and then there, isn't there another one, and then it kind of settled for a little bit, and then there's the Harry
Potter. I'm not this deep into the
lore.
The first war was against...
I didn't know there was a war.
Well, they talk about it all the time.
It was... What? Before Voldemort disappeared, when Harry was there, they were in the middle.
It's called the first Wizarding War, the second Wizarding War, and then I think there's a break, and then Voldemort...
But I thought the first one was against,
Time to look it up.
It's the first one's not against Voldemort, though.
They call it a war.
The first one's called against Grindelwald, and because Grindelwald has the master, was it not the master one?
What's the older one.
The older one.
Okay, calm down, Danny.
Yeah, there's a first Wizarding War that took place from 1970 to 1981. Oh, so it's after Grindelwald. Voldemort's return to the United Kingdom in order to begin his first reign of terror, which created the Ministry of Madness, the Ministry of Magic, and the Order of the Phoenix. The disappearance of Voldemort and the decline of the Death Eaters. Harry Potter declared the boy who lived is the first Wizarding War.
There's only two.
No, I think there's only
one.
The second Wizarding War is the Harry Potter movies, I think.
To the battles.
Yeah. I wish they would do one, make a game. I know.
The second Wizarding War is everything that takes place in Harry Potter.
I know we already kind of know the story of the... What are they called? The wand, the stone, and the cloak. What are those called?
Oh, the Deathly Hallows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be cool if they made a game.
Based on the creation of the Deathly Hallows?
You know, I saw this... Now that you mentioned it, I saw this, and I didn't think about it. But they say that Snape, Harry... And there was another guy. I think it's not Albus, but there's another character, another main character. Or maybe it's Severus.
Snape is Severus.
Yeah. No, not Severus. Sirius Snape. Black.
Oh.
But they're basically the reincarnate of the Deathly Hallows. Because like, what is it? The last brother asks for the invisibility cloak and meets death as an old friend. Harry gets the invisibility cloak, dies, meets, Dumbledore. In, like, that weird limbo-esque kind of thing, and then comes back to life. Oh, it was Voldemort. Voldemort wanted unlimited power. He got the Elder Wand. And then Severus wanted to be with, like, his old love or something.
Really?
Or what?
Really?
And, yeah. Like, he never got the chance to be with the love of his life, and that was Lily. And they were like that there. They were incarnated if you really think about it. And I was like, oh, I don't know if that's official, but that's kind of hard if that was on purpose.
Everything is so meticulously crafted in that in the Harry Potter.
Like, it's like, insane. Like, I don't know if she meant to do that. I don't know if she meant to do that, but if she did, that's hard, bro.
She did go off.
I don't like her. No shame in saying that she went off.
I don't like her, but she went off.
I have no issues with
her. We're getting a Hogwarts Legacy TV show.
That's because you hate.
Oh, no, on HBO? Dude.
That's like the sole reason I'm excited.
He's like, that's not true.
Because it's 100%. HBO, I have 100% faith.
In what?
In the Hogwarts Legacy TV show.
Oh.
I'm sure it's going to be different from the... It won't just be a one-for-one
of
the game.
I mean, okay. I liked...
It could be because they're doing a great job of the one-for-one of the last
one. Well, I mean, because I won't lie. I thought... Newt's one was it? Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. When that came out, I was like, this is not going to be good. And it's actually really
good. The first one's good. The second one sucks.
The second one's not. The third one, I haven't seen yet, but I heard the third one's good. Either. I thought that one was good.
I didn't see it. I hated the second one.
So, after, like, playing through the game a little bit and then rewatching a little bit of the movies, it's weird, like, hearing characters that are, like, that you know have descended from characters in the game
into
the movies. Like, there's a Rookwood that's in the movie, and he's the Death Eater. And it's funny because...
He's a dark wizard.
Yeah, he's a dark wizard in the game. And you know, like, well, not his... great whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think that Albus is related to Percival Rackham because this could just be like a common name type thing, but Albus's middle name is Percival.
Yeah, it is.
And I was like, I heard that and I was like, ooh, I wonder if he's related to him.
Incorrect. No, I don't know. You might be right. I feel like
this turned into a Harry Potter
podcast. It did.
There's not a lot going on in the soccer world right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're really, I mean...
Teams won, teams lost.
Yeah. Join us next week where we break down 5, 6, and 7 of the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, shit, thanks for warning me. I gotta watch it. give my synopsis.
Brandon gives us his full in-depth thoughts for 2 hours. Brandon's
like, good movies.
They are.
Wishy-washy. What magic.
So far I've teared up in every single one of them.
I don't blame you. I do every time I watch them. They make me so happy. I don't care. I fucking love those movies so much.
I just don't. There's not a whole lot of things that make me tear up, so I just can't relate.
I just get really sad after George. Is it no? Not
Fred dies and George loses his ear, or is it the other way around?
I don't know which. Someone.
Well, no.
Me and Daniel.
We were talking about it right before we came here because we were like, does Fred die or does George die?
Okay.
But no, I was just going to say, what's his name?
Serious?
No.
Dumbledore?
Goblet of Fire.
Oh, yes.
Cedric.
My boy! Dude, the acting in that scene from the dad is insane. Mm.
That scene makes me cry.
Same, every time.
I just go, if he was good, though.
Oh, my God.
It's partially because of the music. And because
when they celebrate.
No. I'm going somewhere else. But when Dumbledore dies... The music is, like, insanely emotional.
Honestly, after I found out that Dumbledore just didn't give a shit about Harry and wanted him, like...
No, that's not true.
Wait, continue your point. Continue your point, though.
I was just going to say, I don't give a fuck about him. That's all I was going to say.
You ain't shit, you're going to treat like shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he faked the whole, like, oh, I care about him and blah, blah, blah. And
you're raising it.
He was basically being a pawn.
No, he just knew
Harry was his pawn.
This is just what not for Severus though.
Not for Severus, but he helped Harry
that scene
for the wrong reasons though.
I don't care.
He was like, "Yo, mom."
And then I realized
Snape a good dude. He was looking out for Harry the whole time.
He was
for the wrong reasons.
I don't care if it was for the wrong reasons.
Could you imagine? I would love that.
Are you saying you don't care when Snape dies or Dumbledore or both?
Both.
Wow.
You're like, next question.
Wow.
I prefer not to speak. Yes. If I speak. Oh, no, I would just love it, though. I just wish he had just looked this.
I can't believe we haven't played this yet, but I got a Harry Potter trivia game for Christmas.
We have to play that.
We also have a Harry Potter trivia game as well.
It's an old Twitch game, but it's only on Chamber. It's only about the Chamber of Secrets, like that second movie.
Mine, it's like there's cards for each.
100%.
There's cards for each game. You spin a wheel, or for each movie, you spin the wheel, whatever movie it lands on. You pick your house, so, like, there's a Gryffindor question. It's not, like, tied to that house, but, like, there's one question for whoever chose Gryffindor about the movie. And it's, like, first person to collect a card from each movie. Like, get one question right from each movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I gotcha.
Is it just Harry Potter, or is it all the...
It's just the Harry Potter movies.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't know
anything about Fantastic Beasts. We could do that live on the podcast.
Fantastic Beasts. Live stream? Before a game? Champions League Final, we live stream? That's one of the games?
We should.
I'm trying to think about everything that made me cry in every movie.
The first one, the end, always makes me cry.
Yeah, when Hagrid gives him the...
Yeah.
When the second one, it's There's No Hogwarts Without You, Hagrid.
Oh! Yes!
When Harry won, I cried.
Won what?
Won every... Like, when he beat Voldemort, I cried. Because how could
they do that to Voldemort? I didn't cry about that.
How could they do it to Voldemort?
Oh my god!
Three...
I cried during when Severus died. Blake.
Oh my god, Black.
Yeah, when Sirius Black died, I did cry. Yeah.
What does he say? You look. Doesn't he say? He calls him James.
Yeah, he calls him James. He calls him James. And then gets a bad cadaver in the elbow, and then just fucking.
He said, "Nice one, James."
Nice
one, James.
He evaporates in front of my eyes. I'm just like, how you gonna do this?
And then he falls into the. I don't even know what that thing is.
You know, it's just he becomes a spirit, and then we get the sickest like one-on-one duel we have in all the movies.
That is the best duel in the whole franchise. Dumbledore and Voldemort at the Ministry. Honestly, nothing tops that.
Honestly, I look at Voldemort, and I'm like, this is your own fault because you didn't respect any of your other opponents. Albus came out, all the magic came out. Everyone else, you're like, I've had a cadaver. It was hard, though.
I don't remember crying in the third one, but I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that would have made me
cry. The hippogriffs. I smiled a lot when the hippogriffs attacked Draco.
That's how Buckbeak snapped.
Yeah, fuck Draco, man.
Yeah. Bro, Buckbeak, my boy.
In the fourth one's obvious.
Obviously Cedric.
Cedric, yeah.
I actually didn't cry during the
fifth one. I didn't cry, but it made me sad.
Huh?
I said I didn't cry whenever Cedric died, but it did make me sad.
Sixth one, I watered my eyes watered because I yawned because it was so boring. I didn't like the Half-Blood Prince.
I love that. I like that.
Who
is the Half-Blood Prince? Trivia.
Sirius Snape.
Dobby, if you don't say Dobby, you fucked up. Like, dude, I know I'm talking last week, but
I remember last week, I turned Harry Potter 7 Part 1 was on, and it was literally, I turned it on, was when Dobby died, and I was like, why?
Bro, because they did that to me. They did it to me. It wasn't the first movie. It was the second movie, right?
He dies at the very end of 7 Part 1. But they
introduced Dobby's second movie, Chamber.
Yeah.
You're going to give me him for 5 movies, very sporadically, and then just be like, oh, the last time you see him? Yeah.
When he's jumping on the bed and in Chambers, and he's just causing a ruckus in his room.
I fucking And then he drops Dobby. The
cake. He's like, I got to punish Dobby.
Bad Dobby!
That's what it was. I loved Dobby. You know what else I loved? In the third movie, the bus.
The bus is so hard, the Jamaican? Bro.
Yeah.
Why the long face?
My
And his fucking face.
Take it away, Ernie.
Yeah, take it away.
And he's just like, in the same. Oh, fuck, God.
He pulls it, and it.
He's like,
hey, Ernie, two double-deckers. Ernie, no, I don't have the bus. And then that lady, he's like, 10, 9, and he's like, 3, 2.7, do my throw the bus. 1,
I forgot about the Jamaican.
I used to have the Night Bus Lego set.
Bro, that'd be hard.
It was
bro.
So sick.
I also love the, the ticket keeper for the bus.
She says, yeah, the stoner looking dude.
He's like, don't I know you from somewhere? He's like, no, I don't think you do. No, I've seen you before. Oh, bro, that movie's hard too.
Three has been it's always been my favorite.
Now, who do we hate the most? Fudge? Fudge can go get fucked.
Dolores Umbridge.
Dolores and Fudge can go get fucked.
Aunt Marge.
No, Aunt Marge got what she deserved.
Blows her up. Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia are the worst of the worst.
They really are.
But I think Dolores Umbridge.
She's awful.
Like, in her one movie, dude, she comes in and makes such an impact on being an asshole. She's such a good villain, though. It's so fun to hate her.
Well, then she started threatening to use Crucio and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yes!
I was like, family, what you doing right now? Although, I'm not gonna lie. Part of me was also like, when she was like, oh, use Crucio, I was like, this movie might get real hard real quick. So using Crucio on students, yo.
She's so whack.
Her Vernon and Petunia are the worst, I think.
Vernon's a piece of shit. Petunia's not great.
Petunia's worse than Vernon.
No, I think Vernon's worse than... Because Vernon is like... Vernon's the one that has the final say on all of it.
They cut a scene from...
We were talking about
with Dudley.
That scene...
Dudley kinda, says like... What does he say? He's like, I don't think you were a waste of space.
Yeah, because in the seventh movie, like, they were asking... Someone was asking Vernon if Harry was going with them. And he was like... Okay. Harry was like, nah, he's a waste of space. And he's like, I don't think you're a waste of space.
Yeah,
and
he,
like,
Dudley walked up to him.
I kind of teared up.
I wish they would have left that in the movie.
I kind of teared up.
That's a really good scene.
So... One thing I do like about the Peacock versions is that they're all the extended
editions. Oh, they are? Yeah. Oh, that's dope. So that scene might be in it.
Yeah, because I was watching the first one. I was like, I don't remember this scene.
How long is it then? They're probably all hella long.
They're all like 2.5 hours.
They're really not that bad.
Well, towards the end, they start getting
the longest one's the second one, right? It's like 2 hours and 48 minutes or something, the second one.
But towards the end,
that's the longest
movie start getting longer.
That's probably what it was.
But there's also like parts of the scenes that they cut out, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
Director's cuts.
But that's because, and it's also because, like usually in a scene later on, they explain what was going to happen in the scene. So there was a. In the Goblet of Fire, Snape. Remember when Igor and Snape are in the closet? That sounds mad.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my god!
But they're in the closet, and Igor's showing Snape his tattoo.
Show it to me.
He's like, he's like, you know, it's a sign, Severus. And
No, keep going.
And Severus is talking to Harry about things that are getting stolen from his shop. And he's like, you and your friends are brewing polyjuice potion. Believe me, I'm going to find out why. And he shuts the door, like slams in his face. Well, it like, he lists the ingredients. And then in this version of the movie, he slams the door after that and doesn't say anything else. And then in a deleted scene, they put it in. And Hermione's like, well, Snape clearly thinks we're brewing polyjuice potion. I'm just like,
oh shit, I kind of want to watch those now.
Yeah. Do not know that. You know what though? Now you said the fourth one before you go.
Okay. Real quick. I just have the list of the longest movies.
No, gotcha.
Or the order of the movies.
I was going to say, I think the coolest movie, like shot-wise, was number 4. It had some of the best effects, like the what is it?
Yeah, the Quidditch.
Yeah.
The Triwizard Tournament, the dragons, the lake. Maze.
The maze was insane.
The 46th annual.
The maze is so good.
It is so good.
The maze scene is so good.
And then was it the Quidditch World Cup final?
Oh my god,
that was hard, bro.
And then the Death Eaters attack,
bro. Hard.
The tent, and Harry's like, what? And then he goes in. He's like, holy
bro,
shit.
That's also fucking. I forgot about those tents.
I did too. And then when I was going, when I was doing the video game, I was
the
like,
tents?
What the fuck? What am I going to see in here? And then I was like, oh my fucking word!
I forgot about it. I was like, damn.
Chamber of Secrets is the longest movie. Deathly Hallows Part 2 is the shortest movie.
Shortest?
How long is Deathly Hallows Part
2? 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh. It is mostly just...
too long! How long?
2 hours and 41 minutes is Chamber of Secrets.
Okay.
It also is mostly...
Order of the Phoenix is the second shortest movie, but it's the longest book.
That's so whack.
Order of the Phoenix is probably my...
I love Order of the Phoenix.
Behind Prisoner of Azkaban, I think Prisoner of Azkaban's first. Same. Order of Phoenix is second. For me. I just think it's so good.
For me, it goes... My top three is 3, 1, 5.
That's hard. That's
and then
hard.
7 Part 2 is probably 4. 7 Part 2 is just insane.
I was saying that 1 and 2 aren't bad.
You have to rank it when you're done.
Right.
You
come
back on the podcast when you're done.
1 and 2 aren't bad, but I think they're the bottom two for me.
I agree.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, but you put any of them at the bottom, it's disrespectful.
True, because none of them are bad. Yeah.
Except 1 and 2.
And I just stipulated that. I said they're not bad, but... Based on what happens,
they're the worst of that
rest.
I think Harry Potter Part 1 is the best introduction to a franchise ever.
Part 1,
movie 1.
Okay.
Philosopher's Stone is the best introduction. It's better than Iron Man. It's better than the first Star Wars.
Call it by its real name, then.
It's up there with like Shut up. It's up there with Jurassic Park as like the best first movie in a franchise. Which I know you don't like Jurassic
Park. John Wick.
Yeah. Fuck Jurassic Park.
Fuck you.
But I know he hates me for it.
I don't hate you. Wait, I'm just shocked.
He hates me.
For what?
Because I've never seen the John Wick movies.
Neither have I.
John Wick is...
It's the fact that he's bought all three and they're sitting right there.
Okay, but Millie watched them, so...
But you haven't!
Oh, I know she watched them. I was about to...
Oh my god. He had to put something...
I haven't done in a while. I just had to.
On that note...
I'm a Mission Impossible guy.
Mission Impossible is also very
good. They're fucking amazing.
But Tom Cruise is a piece of shit.
Why?
Because Tom Cruise is just an actual piece of shit.
He's just a psycho in the best and worst ways.
Well, he's just an asshole. Like, he's just an asshole. I don't think, like, he's a great actor. I have no problem with his acting and stuff. He's just, he is a piece of shit.
Separate the art from the artist.
Yeah, I can sit there and
do that with Michael Jackson.
I'd rather you say Michael Jackson than a different name on this podcast.
Kanye?
Yeah.
I just said that.
I can still listen to Kanye.
Yeah, but that's because Kanye, as we know, Kanye is 2012 and before.
Not Yitler.
Yeah. Disrespect him. Because ye Nazis are crazy, bro. Ye relax. Not you, Daniel. I meant like ye.
All right. Do we want to wrap up this football podcast?
Yeah, let's cut that last
one. The last hour talking about
Harry Potter.
Probably not an hour.
Probably half an hour.
Probably like a half an hour.
How long has it been?
So yeah, it's half an hour.
Because we were surprised that we
had only been going for an hour, and then we just went a half an hour about Harry Potter. That's a preview of what potentially is to come with our podcasting network, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're going to get that in the works. We're going to get that in the works.
For sure.
Jose will make sure we get in the works. God.
Anything else? Anyone have anything else sport-related that they want to say?
Have the U.S. men's national team said anything about a new coach?
No.
Do you guys even know what your roster is going to be for the upcoming Nations League games? Well, Mexico just released theirs. And I'm very excited by it.
And Nations
League's coming up in March.
We didn't mention,
I have a lot of thoughts.
Six teams from the CONCACAF region will compete in the CONMEBOL Copa America. Here's how they secure their spot. The six CONCACAF national teams will participate in the Copa America will be determined through the 2023-2024 CONCACAF Nations League.
To top six.
Nations League A group winners and second place will advance to a quarterfinal matchup. These home and away matchups will be played in November 2023. So basically, it just means the Nations League is now important because it determines who plays in the CONCACAF.
So basically, top six teams are going to
win. It determines who plays in the, what is it called? Copa America.
Yeah. So basically, the teams that make it. So basically, the two teams from the final. All four teams from the semifinals, which is the next round, because we only have the round and then the semifinals.
It's the top 12 teams.
Top six.
No, top six make it to cover.
Yeah, no, so I'm saying 12 teams duke it out for...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Every team basically that makes it out of the group. If you make it out of the group, you go on the CONCACAF.
Yeah.
That's what's going. That's what's going to happen.
So right now, that would be neither of us.
Well, Mexico's number two. No, we have to qualify through the group.
You've only played two games, and so have we, so that's why.
So, I mean,
we're both
in
second place.
Well, let's just... We're the powerhouse. We have to go.
Oh, no, I see Holland.
He's a Real Madrid.
It's going to be... Let's realistically say, who do you think are going to be this? It's going to be U.S., Mexico,
Canada. I think...
Jamaica.
I think Jamaica, and I think...
El Salvador.
No, I think...
Honduras.
No.
Costa Rica.
I think it might be Pan. I think it might be Panama. Costa Rica are the other shouts, but I think it might be Panama.
You think?
Well, right now, the four top teams.
St. Kitts and Nevis.
Well, you see, here's the thing. Because only one group team
Granada.
Only one team makes it out of the group, right?
No. That's this year. Going forward, it changes to the top two make it out, and that's how they determine
who... Well, this year, then Jamaica and Mexico, one of them isn't making it. Because we're in the same group.
Yeah, it's going to be you guys that get out.
You're not going to
stop. Jamaica's not going to get out.
We actually, the whole fucking team. Like,
is that who you guys play next? No, you play Suriname. Yeah, you're fine.
Well, I'm excited because he called. I'm excited. listen, guys, we have a YouTube channel. We need to start posting more on it.
Yeah.
And I actually am
going, I've been meaning to.
I actually have made kind of a video talking about Diego Coco and the Mexican national team that I'll post on eventually once I kind of decide what I want to talk about and where I want to talk about it. But I do have some thoughts about him and the national team. But
you should make that and post that.
I am. I actually already made a video, but I don't know if I'm going to use that as the video.
Using my jacket to fan your fucking fart.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate. You're not British, mate. So shut the fuck up, you bitch ass hoe.
I'm not allowed to say mate?
Nah, hoe.
Okay. Mate.
I'm gonna break his thumb.
Why would you do that?
Why would I not do it?
Why would you?
Cause. Mate.
Checkmate.
But yeah, so it'll be exciting to see what happens. Well, there's another team that could that's growing up. It's not Guatemala. It's another
Honduras.
Not Honduras.
El Salvador.
Honduras ain't gonna do it. Come on, El Salvador ain't gonna do nothing.
Cuba.
Yeah. You know what? It'd be kind of hard if Cuba made it.
Oh my gosh.
TNT.
Dynamite.
Fuck them.
I do think it's going to be... It's between Panama and Costa Rica for the last spot, but I do think... Not Canada, Costa Rica. Costa Rica and Panama. I think it's going to be Mexico, U.S., Canada, and Jamaica. Those are for sure... Well, no, we can't. Jamaica. Sorry, Jamaica.
So you never know, dude. You never know what Jamaica...
Stop.
No, I'm like saying they could or they could not.
Stop. You're wrong.
I think Costa Rica makes it.
Well, I'm only saying that this year because we're going against them.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, for Copa America, that Jamaica could. This year has nothing to do with Copa America.
But they said 2023, 2024.
This is the 2022-2023 Nations League
that's happening. Oh, I see. Oh, well, I still want to mess with them either. Because fuck Jamaica. We put in a bad B team and we still tied them. They're trash. They're going to beat us now. Let's just play.
If you guys have a new coach, you guys won't.
Yeah, but I have a lot of thoughts that I'll talk. I have in that video that I'll post eventually.
Okay.
Good.
Anything else?
Anyways.
Nah.
Now, send us off since you didn't really speak today.
I was just really tired. You know where to find us. Spotify, TikTok, Instagram. Even though we don't really post on any of those except for Spotify.
I do my TikToks, but
it's just... Let him cook.
It's been a minute.
But yeah, show us some love and support, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, do us a favor. I post it on Twitter, but on any of those platforms that Dan just listed, send us anything you want us to talk about for the listeners that do listen. If there's anything specific you want us to talk about,
ask us questions. That one guy said more talk about other CONCACAF nations,
which we kind of have. We can talk more about that too. But
the next review is gonna be like, hey, can you talk about football?
I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, can you stop the Harry Potter talk, please?
I'll be like, tell me it's the biggest selling thing in America.
We'll just create a Harry Potter podcast.
It's
CONCACAF. Get fucked.
Well, I won't. No, not Harry Potter. Movie, I will. Harry Potter is just not strong enough.
What do you mean?
Yes, it is. There's so much you could talk about.
We're talking about the Harry Potter universe.
Not that much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I kind of wish they would do one